Let's go to Malachi 3:6. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, I will return to you, says Jehovah of hosts. But you say, and what shall we return? I love it. When you hear him say Jehovah of hosts, he's talking about him doing warfare for you. He's talking about his army of angels that will go forth to stop the enemy. So if you ever want to do something cool, Bible study search, just go look up Jehovah of hosts and see what he's talking about when he's releasing angels on our behalf. Amen? He doesn't have to release angels on his behalf. So he says, and you say, and basically, how did I walk away from you? What way shall I return? He says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? And then he says, in the tithe and the offering. Now here's what he says, you are cursed with a curse, for you're robbing me, the nation, and all of it. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Test me now with this, says the Lord of hosts, whether I will not open the windows of heavens for you and pour out a blessing until there is no sufficiency or room to store it. And I will rebuke the devourer for you, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground against you, nor shall your vine miscarry against you in the field, says Jehovah of hosts. The nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Jehovah of hosts. Then he goes on about some other things. So anyway, so I stopped there and I thought the word that jumped out on me was cursed. So I looked up the word curse, and it means for evil forces to be released on you. Doesn't sound good. So I'm saying, Lord, what are you telling me? And the Lord said, Cindy, because he calls me Cindy most of the time, he said, I died on a tree to take the curse. I took the curse from Old Testament. And what puts you back under the curse of Old Testament is teaching it and believing it as a law. I want everybody to get this. What does the Bible said? The law brings death and the spirit brings life. And the Lord said, because you're teaching the tithe under the law, it's bringing a curse on the finances of the ministry. And can I just let you all in on this thing for your own sakes? You can say the right things. You can pretty up stuff you're saying. But God goes right to the heart of it. And if you talk long enough, you ought to be able to hear it. If you talk to me very long, I'm going to hear your issues really fast. You can argue with me all you want. I'm almost always right. You'd actually, if you just quit fighting it and learn, listen to what I'm hearing, because you're saying it, I'm not saying it. Almost every time the Lord has ever wanted me to help somebody see something, I use their own words. Because out of your heart, you speak. And then when you start justifying your words and twisting and all this, no, I don't need all that. I'm not your judge. I'm just telling you what you're speaking is revealing to spiritual ears where your issue is. Amen? And so let me just say, I do that to myself. And then I am sensitive to recognize when I say it a certain way and then I fluff it up. But what's in the deep part of your heart?